Hello everybody and welcome to our session for today. This is your friend and your coach, your brother Mubida Nawo, and I want us to look at a very important subject today. And this is the subject of procrastination. Procrastination. As a warning, may I say that for some people, procrastination is more than just a bad habit. A bad habit of putting out for later what they need to do now. For others, it's actually a sign of serious underlying health issues. For example, attention deficiency disorder, ADHD, or OCD, or anxiety, or depression. All these could be underlying tones of procrastination. When researchers looked at the issues of procrastination, they found that procrastination, if left untreated or unattended to, can cause serious stress as well as illness. So, if you suffer from chronic or debilitating procrastination, then you may find yourself constantly depressed, constantly anxious, constantly lacking attention, constantly discombobulated, constantly defaced, and thrown aback simply because you keep putting out assignments and pushing them forward. So it might be important for you to look at help. May I also say that there is a difference between a procrastinator and a lazy person. Now, I hope you don't have both. That's like having two left sided feet. Procrastination is actually a very active occupation in our lives. We are actually doing something. The only problem is, in that process, we choose to do something else rather than the task that we know should be done. So, for example, I'm supposed to do the laundry and wash my clothes. It's Saturday, so that on Monday I don't have dirty clothes. My washing basket or laundry basket will be empty. That is what I'm supposed to do. But the procrastinator in me might choose to watch soccer or to play a video game. So in actual fact, I haven't chosen to do nothing. I've chosen to do something, but it is something of lesser significance instead of the task that I should have been doing, which is washing my clothes. On the other hand, laziness suggests apathy, inactivity, and a typical, robust unwillingness to act. Lazy people don't do anything. They resign themselves like a tortoise into a shell, or bury their heads like an ostrich into the sand, because they don't want to do anything. When procrastination, you ignore something that you feel is not pleasant, which may be the most important thing. When you give in to unplanned activity, to your impulse, you sign up for serious consequences ahead of you. So how do we overcome procrastination? Like many other habits, it's possible to overcome any addiction, any bondage, any stronghold. You can overcome it. So I want to share with you a few steps that can assist you and I so that together we can overcome this habit of procrastination. Some of you listening to this podcast right now, your lives could be better had you not procrastinated. Some of the trouble you are in is not that you didn't do it. You decided to procrastinate. So the first thing is you want to recognize that you are procrastinating. That's step number one. Remember, in accounting, they say you can't measure what you don't account for. In psychology, we say you can't solve a problem that you don't recognize in the first place that there's a problem. So you might be putting off a task. You don't reprioritize. You keep delaying. You don't know what is important, what is not important. You genuinely find good reasons or excuses not to do it. But you don't recognize that underneath all of that, you are a procrastinator. When you start putting things off indefinitely, when you switch your focus because you want to avoid doing something, then you are probably a procrastinator. How else can you know if you are procrastinating? If your day is filled with useless activity, if you constantly leave things on your to-do list and you say, I'll do it tomorrow, if you spend your time on time-wasting activities, if you start very important activity or high-priority things, but you end up diverting into low-priority or low-urgency, you are probably procrastinating. If you wait to do something until you are in the right mood, or you wait for the right time to do it, you are probably procrastinating. There are certain things, ladies and gentlemen, we don't do them because we are in the right mood. We don't do them because we feel excellent about it. There are certain things we must simply do because they have to be done. That is leadership. Procrastinating is an enemy of success. The second step on how to overcome procrastination: work out or find out the reason why you procrastinate. Do you understand your reasons? Why do you constantly say tomorrow? For instance, are you avoiding a particular responsibility because to you it's boring, it's unpleasant, it's not important, or you are not doing certain things because you want to spite someone? So let's say, for example, you are a landlord. You are the one who's supposed to pay for electricity for everybody. But because you don't like some of your tenants, instead of paying for power or energy or gas, you procrastinate so that you punish them. You see? You see where some of those diseases come from? Because we then do things because we want to spite somebody without realizing that we are actually hurting ourselves. You must take steps to get certain hindrances out of your way. If you've ever driven a Canter, it has two double tires at the back. A Canter or a Fuso, any large truck above 3 tons, they tend to have two double wheels to allow them to carry the tonnage, yada, yada, yada. But those tires have something that happens when you pass through large gravel stones. The stones wedge themselves in between the tires and they are so nasty to remove. And if you don't remove it, your wheel will have a bump as you drive. And eventually that stone can not only wedge itself, but it can cut through your brand new tires. That's how procrastination is. It makes our journeys uncomfortable. And so sometimes we procrastinate because we are poor organizers. When you are a disorganized person, you immediately sign up for free subscription and lifetime achievement awards under procrastination category. People who are organized, people who are systematic, not only are overcome procrastination, but they are the most successful people because they used hierarchy and rank and prioritization to make sure that they are dealing and tackling with tasks that are important to them. But be careful. Even if you are an organized person, you can still feel overwhelmed by the same organization. Some people fear success. Even perfectionists can be procrastinators. And sometimes one of the weaknesses of perfectionists is they look for the best time to do something, the best resources to do something, the best opportunity to do. Look, sometimes you don't have the best. You have to create the best. I read a quotation years ago that says, strike the iron whilst it's hot, but if it's not hot, keep striking. It will get hot. If we look at another major cause of procrastination, we'll find that it is poor decision-making processes. You haven't trained yourself enough to know how to make decisions. If you don't decide what to do, you are very likely going to put off making that decision for fear of doing the wrong thing. I was talking to a friend of mine a couple of hours ago, and I said to them, my friend, there is land on sale in such an area, and I've just bought land in that area. And my friend was like, oh, I'm proud of you. Now, what my friend didn't say is that this is like the umpteenth time I'm telling them to come with me to buy this land. This is not a poor friend. This is someone who has the capacity. But they are not willing to make a decision to invest in property. The third step you can take to overcome procrastination is to adopt strategies that are antidotes to procrastination, that are preventive measures to procrastination. Procrastination will always be there. It is a temptation. In the same way, suicide is a temptation. But people who love life, who appreciate life, who value their role in life, rarely, if ever, think about suicide. In the same way, when you actively engage yourself in strategies and you turn them into habits that become deeply ingrained, engraved, indoctrinated within you, they become part of your ethos and dogma. They create a pattern of behavior. It means that you are now breaking away from mediocrity into excellence. You know, habits habits are quite, let me put it this way, bad habits are easy to start but difficult to stop. Good habits are difficult to start but easy to stop. And if you are going to stop a habit, you must avoid practicing them. And if you're going to start a habit, you have to start practicing them. So try for yourself. There is a psychological belief that within 21 days of practicing something consistently and continuously, it stops being a practice, it becomes a habit. So the more positive habits we start, plus the more negative habits we stop, we don't just become champions and legends. We eliminate procrastination. And for anything you did in your past that went wrong, forgive yourself. Commit yourself to new tasks and fulfill them. If you were starting books to read but they weren't finishing them, say to yourself, this book I'll finish. And I will not touch another book until I'm done with this. Promise yourself a reward by not procrastinating. I will make $7,000 commission and I'll spend 10% of that on myself. 1% of that, whatever. Reward yourself. Learn to take care of yourself. A lot of us are not fully aware of the importance nor the methodologies that we can use to take care of ourselves. How about asking someone to check up on you? I told a friend of mine today, I said, you need to check on me. We were joking, but there was a lot of truth in that joke. I said, you better check on me every 2 hours. Just making sure that I make the right decision. You need to ask some people to become accountability buddies of your life. There are certain things in life you shouldn't do on your own, but you should ask others to stand with you. Act as you go. Tackle tasks as soon as they arise. Don't let tasks build up. The quicker we solve problems, the lesser problems we create for the future. The longer time we take to solve problems, the more we double and triple and quadruple our problems for the future. Have a conversation in your heart. A conversation should say, I need to take care of this. I have to do this. You ought to speak to yourself with an implication and an understanding that you've taken the choice to do what you need to do. This will not only make you feel powerful, but it will disempower any negativity around you. To say the truth, guys, procrastination is self-sabotage. It's self-sabotage. So say to yourself today, I choose to minimize distractions and I choose to maximize opportunities. I want to share with you one final task or secret. There's a little animal called an elephant beetle. This little animal pushes dung. And it pushes cow dung, elephant dung, whatever. One little tiny dung at a time. And eventually it starts to push this big piece of dung. You just see this small animal pushing this big round ball of feces, excuse my French. So, what can we learn from the elephant beetle? The elephant beetle solves a big problem using one small task at a time. So get those small tasks that you find least pleasant out of the way quickly. This will give you motivation and determination to solve the bigger tasks. So let's put this in mathematical terms. Let's say you have four bills to pay. There's a 50 kwacha, 100 kwacha, 150, and 200. 50, 100, 150, and 200. You need to pay these bills. Which bill would you pay first? Of course, the answer is it depends on the money that you have. But one of the things we teach in avoiding procrastination is sort out the small tasks first. Pay the 50 kwacha first, because you know that when you've gotten rid of the 50 kwacha, that's a small headache out of the way. It will give you rest, not only for the day, for the week, for the month, and for the rest of your life. We can talk about another skill. We call this the art of delay. The art of delay. So researchers show that in active procrastination, the art of delay is deliberately delaying getting started on something so that you can focus on other urgent tasks. This can make you feel more challenged, more motivated to get things done. The art of delay as a strategy can work particularly well if you are someone who thrives under pressure. Have you ever seen people? They had the whole day to do something, but they kept delaying. And towards the end, they start pushing now, the art of delay, because those ones work well under pressure. However, it's not everybody who works well under pressure. If you decide to deliberately, actively procrastinate, be sure that you avoid putting other people under unnecessary stress. When you enjoy stress, it doesn't mean I enjoy stress. So it's very important that if you are working with a colleague who enjoys stress and they use the art of delay to create stress for themselves, make sure it's their own personal stress, not group stress. I want to simply say to you, keep a to-do list. Write down the tasks you must do. Prioritize your to-do list. Become a master of scheduling. Don't just do things anyhow. Schedule your day. Schedule your meetings and stick to time. Tackle the hardest tasks at your peak times. When you are tired, don't do the most difficult things. When you're just starting, don't do the most difficult things. Warm up a little bit. But when you are at your peak, do the most difficult tasks. Set yourself time and deadlines around your goals. Use timetables for tasks. At 9 hours, I'm doing this. At 11, I'm doing this. At 12, I'm doing this. Therefore, your goals, your tasks are attached to time. There is no need to procrastinate. There is no need to postpone decision making, because even if you postpone certain decisions, you still have to make those decisions tomorrow. But unfortunately, if you don't make procrastination a habit, yours is success. Remember, procrastination is that habit of delaying an important task, usually by focusing on less urgent, more enjoyable, and easier activities instead. A person can be a procrastinator, but it doesn't mean they are lazy. Procrastination will restrict your growth. It will undermine your career. You just see yourself not being promoted. Can't you? The issue is everybody knows you're a procrastinator. Procrastination can disrupt your work. Some managers are procrastinators. They won't do what they're supposed to do, and at the last minute, they'll come and dump on you their job. If we are going to overcome procrastination, we must recognize that we are procrastinators. Then we must seek and to identify the reasons behind that negative behavior. Then we use and select appropriate strategies to solve those issues. No one is perfect, but nobody should be a procrastinator. Have a lovely, beautiful day. Let us know where you're joining us from. This is your friend and coach, your brother, Mupita Christopher Nawa. God bless you.